Wonderful.
How are you? Are you feeling fun and frivolous and just having a great time?
Yeah, almost. I can do like a whole inner freedom session on this one. I've been sitting
I'm looking
down,
forward to it.
sitting down, meditating, and I've been feeling all the feelings. And first, I wanted to vacuum my apartment. No, I'm not just saying this. It's true. It is absolutely true.
I'm hearing you. I totally know exactly what you're saying. I'm with you.
Yeah, so it was very interesting to kind of be aware enough and watch this. So anyway, thank you so much for doing this with me today.
You're welcome.
I am thrilled. And I kind of just want to introduce you a little bit to my audience. So
Okay, sure.
I have the pleasure today to speak and have an interview with Coach Dave Buck. And Coach Dave is a master certified coach and CEO of Coachville, and he is one of the founding members of the Transformational Leadership Council, and he also is my teacher. And actually, Dave Buck is the person who kind of inspired me to be a coach. So I am
Wow.
absolutely thrilled to that you have the time to talk to me today and my audience. So,
My pleasure.
thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm nervous. This is actually the first interview I'm doing, so I hope I don't forget the questions. But so
If you do, no one will know, so it's okay.
that's right, because I do not have to kind of post the interview.
Yeah, you don't have to let anyone know what you were supposed to ask. They'll just hear what you did ask, which
That's
is
right.
perfect.
That's right. That's right. So, you know what is really kind of on my mind, and I know on other mind on other people's mind too, is like, why do you think coaching is so important today for people?
Wow, that's a big open-ended question. How much time do we have? I'm
Well,
just kidding.
I know.
Let me ask you a clarifying question
Yes.
first. Are you talking about coaching from the point of view of why is it important to have a coach,
Yes.
or why is it important to learn how to coach?
Well, actually, why is it important to have a coach?
Okay, have a coach. All right, that's good. I just wanted to make sure I had clarity on that.
Right.
Okay, having a coach.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of big points here. The first thing is like, what is coaching for? What is it about? Why would someone have a coach in the first place?
Right.
And which is really what your question is about. So there's a couple pieces. One is just the foundation of what coaching is about, is to have another person help you do something that you really want to do, accomplish something that is important for you, and mostly it involves getting good at something or getting better at something. So there's a lot of people that can help you do things, but a coach is specifically someone who helps you get good at it. So you have a coach. If you want to be a better basketball player, you have a basketball coach. If you want to be a better business player, you have a business coach. So coaching is about getting better at doing something that you care about, that is important to you. And you only would have a coach if you have the desire to get better. If you just want to sit on the couch and drink beer, you don't need a coach for that. But if you want to get better at doing something, if you have a spark of desire, like I really want to be better at playing soccer. I really want to be better at playing the violin or the piano, or I really want to be better at being a leader. If you want to be better at something, then that's why you have a coach.
Beautiful. I love it.
And the other thing is that we have to understand why this is important is because, or why it's a challenge, I think, is because in the 20th century industrial world, we were all pretty much really trained and indoctrinated into this idea of do your own work. You know, be the, you know, self-made person. Like, do your own thing. If you need help, then that means you're weak or you're a loser or you're a cheater, and all sorts of bad things were associated with needing help. And this was a really terrible unintended consequence of 20th century schools.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, it's gotten into our minds, and so it really requires a conscious breakthrough in your own thinking to realize, I want to do something great, and I don't need to do it alone. I don't have to just figure it all out for myself. I can hire someone, or I can find someone that's really going to be dedicated to helping me do this well. And the people who are the best in the world at things that we can notice in our culture, the greatest athletes and the greatest performers and all different kinds of endeavors, they all have coaches. And so the breakthrough is to think, well, you're worthwhile of having a coach. Like, the thing you want to do in the world is important enough that you'll have a coach to make sure you can do it really, really well. And I think it's a, you know, part of the whole industrial age was that no individual really matters that much. Like, you're just a cog in the wheel of production.
Yeah.
But as we move into this 21st century, this connected age of purpose, I like to call it, we're starting to realize that everyone is important. And each one of us can stop and think, what I'm here to do in the world matters.
Yeah.
And if I care about it deeply, I'm going to care enough and invest in myself to have a coach to make sure that what I'm here to do in the world, I'm going to do really, really well. And that's what coaching is all about.
Wonderful. I love it. And, you know, that is really, you know, I remember when I heard you first, which I think was we had a call with you when we did the UIBC training. And you introduced us to the Play to Win method and the spirit of play. And that... Mm. So, you know, I remember every time I was on the call and you said something about play and you know, how important it is and how this constant grinding and working hard is really not working with us, but it's working against us, and it's totally the taking the joy out of everything, even things that we love to do. And I remember hearing this. Because I am German, and that is part of my gene pool. It's gotta work hard, you know, you gotta do it right, you have to do it this way. And, you know, the weird thing is, I did a lot of things in my life. I was successful in a lot of things. But after a while, I lost my joy in even the things that I liked to do, and I never knew why. And after I heard you, that changed. So do you want to tell me a little bit more about the spirit of play and how we actually can do some simple things to kind of just change our perspective to be more joyful?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's a really good point. And again, it goes back to this, you know, you have to understand, our minds are always being programmed by the environment around us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you're weak or anything. This is a natural part of our humanity. We're humans are incredibly adaptable creatures. So anytime you're in any kind of environment, you start adapting to it. It just happens automatically. Your subconscious mind figures out, how do I move through this world so I can, you know, I can survive it and you know, be somewhat effective. So your mind gets programmed by the world around you. So when you go to school and you hear these messages all the time, you got to work hard and you got to do it right, and it's important to get the right answers and don't make any mistakes, and you hear these messages and they're reinforced over and over and over again, you have to understand that's what's going to be in your mind right now. So we have a big effort ahead of us, and hopefully we can have some fun doing it, mm-hmm. of reprogramming our minds, because our minds were programmed for the industrial age of work, but right. The industrial age of work is over. It's the creative age of purpose now. It's the dawning of a new era. And so we have to recognize that in being connected and tuning into our purpose, the mindset of getting it right and doing it right the first time and finding the right answers, that mindset will not help you in this new era. Because life is way too complex. There's really no right answer to anything. We've got to be creative, resourceful, we've got to be willing to try new things and fail and then learn. That's the way we're going to live and be effective. Now, right. To live and be effective in a world that requires experimentation and innovation and failure and learning is a world of play. That's right. What we all do as children. Yeah. We don't worry about mistakes when we're children. We just play. We try things. We do things. And we learn so fast because of that.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to do is to help people reacquaint themselves with the spirit of play, which is a part of every human being, and most animals too, actually. But all human beings, we are born with the spirit of play. It's a part of our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been kind of thwarted and stifled in the industrial age. And I'm on a personal mission to bring it back to life, because we need it. We need the creativity and the resilience. So how do you do it?
Yes.
The first thing is to understand something very important about our lives as humans, which mm-hmm. is, we create our life with our language.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly we think about words as we talk about something, reporting on it sort of in the past, like, oh, this happened and then that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't realize is when you speak, you actually create your reference to life. You create your perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you recognize that this is true, that the words you speak actually create your framework for life, you can immediately change your life in a positive way by changing your words. So a very simple one that's really profound is, when you think about what you're going to do today, if instead of thinking or saying to others, I got to go to work, if you say to the people around you, I'm going out to play, and then go do the same stuff you were going to do, but instead of going to work, it's like going out to play.
Right.
You totally change how you go and do things.
Right.
Just by that one simple act. So that's a big one.
Totally. And you really, I can feel it in my body. Like, you know, the difference between, I have to go to work and it's dreadful and hard. And it's like, I'm going to play. And you do the same thing. You still go to work. You just change your words and the perspective around it.
Yes.
Right?
Right. So I would say it's you go to the same place. Like we mm-hmm. say, when we're going to the office, we say, we're going to work. Why? You could say, I'm going to play with my friends, and then go to the office. But whether you do, maybe you need to go to the office, but whether you consider it going to work or going to play, that is a choice.
Right.
That's a choice you can make in your own mind, in your own life, and then you go to the office and play. Go to the office and play with your friends.
Yeah.
Go and play with your colleagues. You know, and, you know, so this is what we call game language.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, I started doing this about 5-7 years ago, I would always ask people, oh, what are you working on?
Mm-hmm.
And because I was totally indoctrinated into work, and now I don't ask that question anymore. I say, what's your big game right now?
Right.
And it totally changes people's thought process, like, oh, my big game. What is my big game? And then that opens up their mind of looking at their life in a totally new way. So that's, so we call this game language or game pattern language. And just by using some different phrases in the way you talk about your days and your life and what you're doing, it has an immediate impact on your view of your life, but it has a physiological impact too. It feels different in your body when
mm-hmm.
you say, I'm going to play with my friends versus I got to go to work. Or, you know, and like you said, I used to talk about this all the time. We work, because work was glorified in the 20th century, we turned everything into work, even things that were supposed to be fun, like, oh, I got to work on my golf game. So
yeah.
We got to, oh, how's your relationship? Oh, we're working on it. We're working on our relationship. Why would you work on it?
That's right.
I mean, that is it. That is nuts.
It's
right?
insane.
So it's like play. Let's say it again.
It's insane.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, don't work on your relationship. Play with your partner. Right? Enjoy them. You know, we're going to play together. We're going to create. We're going to enjoy. You know, we're going to explore. These are the kinds of things. You just change the words, and it really can start to change your life experience pretty quickly.
Absolutely. It did for me, and I'm not an expert yet, but I'm working on it. No, I'm not working on it.
Well, you don't have to be an expert either. Exactly. Don't work on it. See how quick it is? See how fast you just go into this work language?
Oh, my God.
The other thing, like, it's so funny that you just said that.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I want to just point out a really, there's so many things we learned in school
mm-hmm.
that are totally insane.
Yeah.
And just like the dumbest things ever. And the one I like to talk about all the time is this phrase that we say, we've heard, we think, do it right the first time or don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a phrase I heard so many times in school, my parents, grandparents, you know, do it right the first time or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
That is totally insane.
Yeah.
It is impossible to think you're going to do something for the very first time and do it in exactly the right way. That is totally nuts.
It is.
Well, yeah, we say it and we think it, and it totally stifles our ability to learn new things, try new things, experiment, innovate, be creative. You cannot be creative and do it right at the same time. It's not possible.
Yeah, right. Creativity is experimenting.
Yeah, and that's what the world needs today. The world needs people who are bold and courageous to be creative, to innovate, to try new things, to look at the world differently, and you can't do it right.
No.
It's not possible. I mean, this do it right the first time or don't do it at all or zero defects or, you know, all this stuff. It's like, okay, if you're a brain surgeon and you're doing a brain surgery, doing it right is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there is a place for that. And if you've practiced something and done it 1,000 times, and now you're actually going to operate on someone's brain, yeah, I think doing it right is a step stellar idea. But let's not confuse brain surgery with dealing with the rest of our lives. You know, like our relationships and writing something or talking to someone about something. Writing, talking, sharing, participating, all of these activities, which is the 99.999% of our lives, are absolutely thwarted by the need to do it right.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's why a lot of people have dreams.
This is what we're talking about.
That's why a lot of people have dreams, and they are afraid to move towards them, so they just don't do anything. So the dreams are always out there, but they can never make a step towards realizing the dreams. And I think that's part of the misery of today, too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it really comes down to our trained reluctance to essential activities.
Yes.
Like, for example, asking someone for what you want. It's impossible to be successful in any endeavor at life without asking other people for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Could you help me with this? Could you look at this? Could you do this with me? But we were so trained to not ask.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do everything yourself. Or if you ask, they might say no, and then that's failure, and that's bad. So don't ask. You know, be just a simple little thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to make any dream come true requires other people. And if you can't even ask other people to support you or help you or participate with you, then success is really going to be out of reach. But that's just such a big thing, like just a simple fundamental activity, like asking someone to support you or participate with you, brings absolute terror to our hearts and minds and bodies, and it just makes it so hard to accomplish anything.
Right.
So, you know, so this is, and that's just one little example. There's lots of examples of, you know, inviting someone to do something or sharing an idea and asking for feedback. You know, there's many versions of it. But all of these things require the courage to, someone might say no, they might give you feedback that you don't like, and this is all part of doing something really well and being successful and being a player in life is getting feedback, making mistakes, finding out you didn't do it so well, trying again, being resilient, like in the face of a no, you keep going. This is real life.
Right.
And so this is where coaching comes back in, because when you're playing at life and you're facing failure on a regular basis, having a coach to help you evaluate, see what happened, what didn't happen, where did you get stuck, how can you do this better, practicing, coming up with a better game plan to play to your strengths, dealing with your inner resistance and fears and doubts, all of these things, that's what great coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, life was organized around work because work is simple. You just show up, do what you're told, collect your paycheck, buy stuff, drink beer. I mean, it was pretty simple.
And watch TV.
Pretty simple life. And watch TV and let the images tell you what you need to go buy.
Yeah.
You know, this was life. It was super simple, and it was absolutely dreadful. It was the most dreadful life. We didn't make any mistakes, and we were dead. We were dead as we were alive. So, you know, to live life as a player means facing failure, means making mistakes, but that's hard, and that's why we need coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches help you transform your losses, your failures, your rejections, into insight and understanding that then you can use to play better in the next game. And then when you're playing better and playing better, that's when you really come alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're learning and growing, And that's when life is beautiful. And it's really just, it's really super hard to do that alone, but it's totally unnecessary. The world is, you know, there's so many great coaches in the world. Just have one and play big.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that is so right. Right on. Wonderful. And, you know, just to kind of end this, because I'm sure you kind of have to go, I could talk to you for 2 more hours, I think. But, so...
Well, that's good.
I know. Very good. So, oh God, now I lost my thread. Okay, let me just see if I find it. Oh God. Okay. What I wanted to say was, you know, I've been, you know, kind of training in personal development and all kinds of things for the last 10 years, and I've changed a lot. I got a lot of insights. And I'm really willing to look into, you know, my crap, really what's not working inside of me, you know, what's in my way. And, you know, just this week, I just had a totally new insight that started kind of simple, but, you know, it kind of like, there's always more stuff coming up around it and more insights. And it was just like, I think it's changing my life again, because I'm getting to another level of something. I can't even put it into words, but it's like
awareness is something.
Wow. It's like, you know, it's changing. I think it's kind of helping me with my resistance. It's helping me, you know, there was a big thing in my life, you know, between me and my dad. And I think today, because of all this awareness and things popping up while we were talking, you know, I think I got it what was happening. And I think it changes. It's changing my life. I mean, it's like, and that's because of a coaching session, actually, a session I had with you. So it's like, that was like pretty, I mean, I am just kind of like mind blown.
It was an awesome coaching session, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It was.
It's kind of, and it's going like a roller coaster. There was a seed, you know, and it's like, nobody forced anything. But, you know, then, being quiet, there's just stuff coming up everywhere. And I can see things that I couldn't see before, and things where I was resentful and where I don't have to be resentful anymore. And it's beautiful because it's healing a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really awesome, and you're very generous for saying that. It was an amazing coaching session, and that's really what having a great coach is about.
It is
to bring up awareness.
Yeah.
To see, because you can't see ourselves so clearly, and that's why having a coach is like a trusted mirror who can help you see yourself more clearly and help you see your world more clearly, and then through that process of seeing blind spots and seeing into yourself, it opens up your world.
It sure did. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's why I love coaching. I mean, coaching has changed my life, and I think it's just the most beautiful profession in the world. So, and it
is really fun.
And it's fun too. It is fun.
Yeah.
Fun, wonderful.
It is really fun. I really appreciate the acknowledgement. It means a lot. And as coaches, you know, we really love when we get a thanks coach from our players and clients. It means a lot, because while we're all, you know, taught that we need to be internally motivated and find our own path on the inside, which is really nice, but you need some external validation from the world around you to figure out if what you're doing is really having an impact. So I really appreciate that feedback from you. That's really sweet.
Yes, thank you. Okay, Coach Dave, I think I'll let you go. And
it was really fun. It was fun talking with you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So you have a wonderful weekend. I know it's Memorial Weekend in the States. We don't have that in Germany.
Yes. I'm sure you have other memorial occasions, but this does happen to be our memorial occasion. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to some rest and relaxation. But
yeah.
I really want to thank you for this opportunity to talk with you, and we really appreciate having you in our school, and the coaching profession is better because you're in it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.